Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah.
Hi, Jeremiah. It's Tony Menino.
Hey, Tony.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I got your message. I was on a conference call. I couldn't answer the phone. How can I help you?
Yeah, I actually just had a few questions about your file here. Can you give me like 30 seconds and I'll pull it up?
Yeah, go ahead. Go right ahead.
All right, cool. Thanks. Hold on 1 second. Hello, Tony?
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to confirm, it's Jemson Graphics, right?
Jemson Graphics Incorporated, yes.
Incorporated, all right, perfect. Okay, so I had a couple questions. I know you're not the actual business owner, but you are the CFO, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I have, let me see here. Is Ron aware of where his credit score is at currently?
Most likely, yes.
Okay.
He knows. We're still working. In fact, we just got up to, I was on a conference call.
Mm-hmm.
We're working very hard to refinance and get rid of the IRS debt off of everything. We're going to pay off in full.
Yeah.
So we're currently working on that because we know that's the 800-pound gorilla in the room. That's just, you know, we can't really move forward with anything without that on there. That's why I'm looking for this short-term loan. Just to do a couple of things, and we're working on a big refi here to get rid of the IRS.
Okay.
We expect it to go shortly. But he's aware of the IRS. He's certainly aware of it, and he's certainly aware that his credit score is not pristine.
Right, okay. And really what it comes down to is it's the tax liens.
It's the tax lien. Now, let me ask you a question. I got a voicemail from Stephen yesterday. He's saying this whole deal was approved.
Yeah, so we definitely have an approval for you. My concern is on this right now is I'm waiting for one more final approval for more money. So we don't have, there's still a chance that we can get more money right now. And I did have some concerns. It showed that there was three different tax liens. Are you aware of that or is it just all one? I mean, how does that broken
okay,
down?
One
can you give me the breakdown?
One is for the IRS under the name of Paris Art Label.
How do you spell that?
Paris. P-A-R-I-S.
Okay. Paris.
Art. A-R-T Label.
Paris Art Label. Okay. And what's that one for? Which one is that one?
That is the payroll taxes.
Payroll
taxes. Jeremiah, just step back about 3 years ago. It was before my time, but about 3 years ago, we went into a contract we shouldn't have gone into. We just got the shit kicked out of us.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, and it didn't work out. We both went our separate ways. As a result, it just cost us so much. We weren't paying the payroll taxes. So that's why this whole IRS thing came into consideration here, okay?
Okay.
So we were on a monthly payment plan of a total of $51,000 a month. Okay, that's currently in the process of being renegotiated.
Okay, $51,001.
So there's three tax liens. That's the big one. Right now, that's about $1.4
million. However, okay, I saw the paperwork on that.
Yeah, like I explained to Steve, we have about $640,000 credit that has not been applied yet to that dollar amount.
Oh, wow. To the $1.4?
The $1.4 should come down to about $750,000, $800,000 once the credit is applied. We have a credit, a carryback credit, going back to 2013. Because Paris Art Label is an S corporation, Ron Tarantino Sr., his personal tax return had a huge loss because of all his S corporations.
Uh huh.
and the accountant is carrying it back, and we're waiting for this credit. Any kind of money he gets back on his tax returns goes right to the IRS.
Right.
So we're looking at a $643,000 credit that will be used to reduce the $1.4 million.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Unfortunately, that credit is pending. It hasn't been applied yet, so we're going to go with, that's why you're seeing $1.4 million.
Why hasn't it been applied yet, as if it's from 2013?
Well, the refund was, the paperwork to submit for this refund was submitted just a couple of months ago.
Okay. Okay. Now, what about the Suffolk Country Clerk judgment for $326,000?
Yeah, that is New York state taxes. It's the same thing as the IRS. When we got in trouble with the IRS, we also got in trouble with the New York state. We weren't paying New York state withholding tax.
Okay. Now, does that one have a payment plan set up?
Yes. That's $15,000 a month.
$15,000 a month.
They debit our account automatically.
Okay. And then I guess, is there another, it looks like another state tax of $247,000? Or is that, there's two of them on there. There's one for $247,000 and one for $328,000. Two different judgments. Both say Suffolk County Clerk.
The Suffolk County Clerk. I don't know about that.
Okay.
That's news to me because I don't know what that is. Now, I think the 247 was replaced with the 328. We're in the process of renegotiating that. So, because it looks like it went up by about $80,000.
Okay. Okay, got it. All right.
It's not two of them. It's only one of them. The 328 minus the 247, 81,000, went up by about $80,000. And I think that's for other back taxes. We have our consultants working on that.
Got it. Got it.
So
okay.
Go with the 328 number, not the 247.
Okay. So, because that sounds like you would add, if you add like 80,000, you get around that number, 320.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Okay. Now, what about the county recorder federal tax lien for $67,000?
For $67,000?
Yeah. It says from filing date was January 20th, 2016. It's Boulder County Recorder for $67,000.
The Boulder County Recorder. That's in Colorado.
Okay. And then there's the second one that's for $1,024,000. So is it the same thing like with the state taxes where maybe it's combined?
The $1,024,000 is with who?
Same thing, Boulder County Recorder, federal tax lien. I'm sorry, the $67,000 was released. Don't worry about that one. Okay, so the Boulder County Recorder, federal tax lien for $1,024,000.
I don't know anything about that. I have to talk to Ron. Federal tax lien.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do as well? I'm going to send you...
I was going to say, why don't you send an email?
Yeah, so that way you can look at it and maybe you can explain it to me as well and get some an update from Ron.
Because he has a house in Colorado.
Okay. I wonder
so
if that has...
Like Boulder County, Boulder County, Boulder, when I hear Boulder, I think Colorado.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that. Now, one more question for you. I'm looking on the CURB report, and I see that you guys applied, like, some places. One in particular is BFS. Does that ring a bell? Business Financial Services? Back in August 23rd, it was Business Financial Services.
Okay, what about them?
Did you guys I'm curious what happened with them, because I know their company. I know how they work. We work with them sometimes. Did you get an approval with them? Did you not take the loan? What happened with that?
It was an August application. It may have been my predecessor, Vinny, because he was working on several deals, you know, whenever we got something in the mail or something like that.
Okay, but nothing off the top of your head rings a bell of you got... Have you guys gotten an approval from anyone?
We're working on several deals here, Jeremiah. We're juggling several different things here.
Okay. Now, when you say that you're working on several different deals, what do you mean by that? Like different banks, different lenders lending you money?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That 250, you're talking about, you know, talking about other deals that are going on here.
Okay. All right. Cool. I just wanted to get an update on that. All right. Well, I should have an answer for. I'm waiting, like I said, for one more approval to come in from my underwriting team. Once I get that, I should know in about probably in about an hour. So I'll give you a call back, and then we'll kind of discuss the approval I have for you and talk some numbers.
Absolutely. Yeah. I look forward to, and you know, putting a deal together as far as how I pay you, how often, how long, and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Do you have anything right now that I can take back and say he has an approval, or do you have anything right now that's like in that's concrete?
As far as what?
As far as an approval, like someone's going to offer you.
Oh, no, nothing yet.
Nothing yet. Okay. All right. Let me see what I can do. I'll have something for you. I'll call you back in an hour, and we'll talk numbers.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, all these approvals, everything is in process. It seems like it all started in August, and it just seems like it takes forever.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, sounds good. All right, Tony. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jeremiah. I look forward to talking to you later.
Absolutely. All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.